Yahya Uddin presents Story Time. Suleiman and School. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. It was the start of the new school year, and Suleiman was missing his friends after the holidays. Last year, they had all been together in the HIFS class, but this year, Suleiman was being homeschooled, while his three best friends were going to different schools. Never mind, Suleiman thought, I'll get to see my friends over time. Later that day, when Suleiman had finished his schoolwork at home, and it was Zuhr time, his father fetched him from home and took him to the masjid for Salah. Suleiman read his sunnats, and a few minutes later, the Iqamah was called out.
قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا
All this time, Suleiman was looking for his friends, but could not see them. As they started the Salah, Suleiman wondered why he didn't see his friends for Salah. After performing his Zuhr Salah, Suleiman went home with his father, ate lunch, and then returned to the masjid for Madrasa. Now Suleiman was excited, because he was sure that he would get to meet his friends, who he was missing so much. A few minutes later, two of Suleiman's friends arrived, Hassan and Hussein. But his third friend Yaqub was nowhere to be seen. However, before Suleiman could ask them where Yaqub was, Maulana entered the classroom, so all the children remained silent. That day, Maulana taught the children how to perform the janaza salah, and Hassan was thrilled because Maulana made him lie down in the front, pretending to be the dead person, while the other boys performed the janaza salah. A few minutes before Madrasa finished, Maulana called the children and asked the questions in Suleiman's mind. Maulana asked, "Where is Yaqub today? And Hassan and Hussein, why did you not come for Zuhr?" Hassan and Hussein told Maulana that because school finished late, they could not come for the Zuhr Salah. When Maulana heard this, he was disappointed and said, "Allahu Akbar. Salah is the most important thing in a Muslim's life. How can you miss Salah in a masjid just because of school? Salah is more important than school. You must try to leave the school early so that you can come to the masjid." Then, since Hassan was going to the same school as Yaqub, he said, "Maulana, Yaqub started soccer training. I think that he will only come to Madrasa twice or thrice a week now." Hearing this, Maulana was very sad and said, "Poor Yaqub, I must speak to his parents. If he does not come to Madrasa, then how will he ever learn deen and know how to please Allah Ta'ala? Already he has missed out on learning the janaza salah, which is so important and necessary for every Muslim male to know." Then Maulana asked Hassan, "Hassan, which school are you going to this year?" Hassan gave Maulana the answer and told him the name of a non-Muslim school that he was going to. Maulana then asked him, "Tell me, Hassan, how did school start today?" Hassan said, "Maulana, first there was assembly. All the students were in the hall, and the principal spoke to the students, gave some advice, and made some important announcements. But Maulana, they also played music, sang songs, and said a Christian prayer. Maulana, I was confused and I didn't know what to do. I just stayed where I was and kept quiet." Maulana was very sad when he heard this. He said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Hassan, a Muslim must not be in a place where music is being played and Christians are saying their prayers. You can lose your iman. You must speak to your parents and tell them that you are not happy with the school. If your parents do not listen and do not want you to change schools, then you must tell them to at least speak to the principal so that he will allow you to leave the hall before the music is played and the prayers are said. This school is not good for your iman. You must make istighfar every day." Then Hassan asked a question. He said, "Maulana, the teacher in school was saying something very strange and weird. It didn't make any sense. But the other students were listening and believed the teacher. I know that Allah Ta'ala created the world, but the teacher told us that the world started with a big bang. I know that Allah Ta'ala created Nabi Adam a.s. from sand, and we are all the children of Nabi Adam a.s., but the teacher said that we all come from monkeys." When Maulana heard this, he became very, very sad. He said, "Hassan, thank Allah Ta'ala that through the barakah of coming to madrasa, you at least know that the teacher is talking nonsense." Otherwise, if you believe what the teacher is saying, you will lose your iman. That is why it is so important to come to madrasa. But Hassan, I am still afraid for your iman. When the school is a non-Muslim school, then what if they teach you something else which is wrong, but you do not even know that it is wrong, and you begin to believe it, then you can lose your iman. After Maulana said this, Hussein spoke and said, Maulana, alhamdulillah, I am going to a Muslim school, but I am also worried about some things. Maulana, you taught us about haya and parda, but I see that in my school, all the boys and girls are together in one classroom, and there are also male teachers teaching the girls, and female teachers teaching the boys. Also, you taught us that videos and photos are haram, but in school they sometimes take photos of the students and play videos for the students. When Maulana heard this, he said, that is why the best option is for you to be homeschooled. If your parents teach you at home, you will be saved from all these sins and evils. Your deen will be safe and your iman will be protected. If your parents cannot teach you at home, then they should find a small school or some place for you to study, where your iman and deen will be safe. They must send you to a place where you will have good company and the teachers are pious and firm on deen. Otherwise, you will learn wrong things from the children and teachers. Hearing this, Hussein said, oh yes, Maulana, I know what you mean. There were some children in my class today who had phones, and they were looking at wrong things on their phones and were showing it to other children as well. Alhamdulillah, I did not look at it, and I stayed away from them. As class came to an end, Maulana said, children, the reason for getting an education is so that you can earn money one day. What good will it be if you get an education in school and make money, but because of the school you went to, deen and salah comes out of your life and you lose your iman? You will have money in this world, but after you die, you'll be stuck in Jahannam forever and ever. Children, iman, deen and salah is the most important thing. Remember that, and never ever think that school or anything else is more important. If you put your deen first, your iman will be safe, and inshallah you will enter Jannah safely as well. From the story, we learn that the best place for a child to learn and study is the home, under the parents, so that the child can be safe from the sins and naughty children that are found in many schools. We also learn that if we go to school, we must make sure that it is a school where boys and girls are separate, where sins do not take place such as music, videos and photos, and where they do not teach wrong things that will make us lose our iman. The third lesson is that if we attend a school where haram and sins take place, and our parents do not want to put us in a good school, then we must make istighfar every day for the sins we are involved in. Finally, it is very important for us to attend madrasa regularly so that we can learn deen and our iman can remain safe. The end.